Hey there. Welcome to the first episode of Bible Lounge, your sanctuary for serenity amidst the chaos of life. I'm Charlotte, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. You might be wondering why I started the Bible Lounge. Well, let me share a little about why I started this podcast. Firstly, like some of you, I've grappled with tinnitus, a constant ringing in my ears that can make it challenging to find moments of peace and quiet. It is worse at night in the still and quiet, so I needed some sort of white noise to help drown the ringing. I tried other sound therapy, but listening to an audio Bible helped me most. Bible Lounge emerged from a place of struggle and is now a personal space where I could drown out the noise and find solace in the soothing words of Scripture. But that's not the only reason. I've also discovered that listening to the Bible helps me enter a state of meditation more easily. As I immerse myself in the sacred text, I find my mind becoming quiet, my heart becoming still, and my spirit becoming attuned to the presence of God. So, whether you are here seeking relief from tinnitus, insomnia, searching for a way to deepen your meditation practice, or simply craving a moment of calm in your day, Bible Lounge is here for you. Each episode is designed to envelop you in a cocoon of tranquility, guiding you into a space of rest and rejuvenation through the timeless wisdom of Scripture. Thank you for joining me on this journey of relaxation, reflection, and spiritual renewal. Let's take a deep breath, settle into our seats, and allow the whispers of the Bible to lead us into a world of serenity and grace. Let's begin. Let's start by finding a comfortable position, whether sitting or lying. If you are listening, so you could fall asleep, lying would be best. Now, close your eyes and take a deep breath in, allowing the air to fill your lungs, and exhale slowly, releasing any tension you may be holding onto. Now, take another deep breath, feeling the coolness of the air entering your nostrils, and exhale slowly, releasing any thoughts of distraction. With each breath, let go of any tension in your body, allowing yourself to sink deeper into relaxation. I will be reading today from the book of Joshua, chapter 1. I thought it would be a great way starting our podcast with the chapter in which our text of inspiration was taken. So even as you relax, I will read. I will be reading from the New International Version of the Bible. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, 'Get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.' But the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh," Joshua said, "remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, 'The Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise.' Then they answered Joshua, 'Whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.'" That is the end of our chapter. In these verses, we find Joshua at a pivotal moment in his life. He's stepping into the daunting role of leading the Israelites into the promised land, following in the footsteps of Moses. Yet God reassures Joshua, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Let us pause for a moment and reflect on these words. What does it mean to be strong and courageous in the face of uncertainty and challenges? How can we apply this message to our lives today. How can we find courage to step into new roles or navigate unfamiliar territories in our own lives? As we ponder through these questions, let's consider the context of Joshua's journey. He's following in the footsteps of Moses. Moses is a revered leader who communed with God and performed miraculous deeds. Yet, God reminds Joshua that his strength doesn't come from his own abilities, but from trusting in God's presence and promises. I find that this theme of courage and strength resonates deeply with us today. Don't you think? Whether you're facing personal challenges, career transitions, or global crisis, whether you are having challenging relationships or you have been called to a higher calling, or you are becoming a new parent, which is quite challenging, or you're moving to a new country or city, or even me starting this podcast. Whatever it is that is overwhelming you, we can find comfort in knowing that God is with us, guiding and empowering us to overcome obstacles and fulfill His purpose for our lives. Joshua's journey teaches us valuable lessons about faith and obedience. Despite the obstacles before him, Joshua chooses to trust in God's promises and step forward with courage. His example inspires us to confront our fears and uncertainties with unwavering faith in God's presence and provision. As we reflect on Joshua's story, let's also examine our own lives. What are you facing? What fears are holding you back from stepping into God's plan for you? Let's draw inspiration from Joshua's example. Let's cultivate courage, trust in God's faithfulness, and step boldly into the path He has set before us. This is the word of the Lord unto you. Be strong and courageous, for I will be with you always. Do not fear, do not be dismayed, for I will go before you and make every crooked path straight. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. At this moment, I'd like us to take some affirmations. Even as you are in deep meditation, I just want you to say these affirmations, whether loudly or in your heart. I have two affirmations for us for tonight or whatever time you are listening to this. Let's begin with the first. I am not afraid. I am courageous, for the Lord my God is with me. I am not afraid. I am courageous, for the Lord my God is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I am not afraid. I am courageous, for the Lord my God is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I am not afraid. I am courageous, for the Lord my God is with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. All right, let's take the second affirmation. The word of the Lord will always be on my lips. I will meditate on it day and night, and I will do according to what is written therein. The word of the Lord will always be on my lips. I will meditate on it day and night, and I will do according to all that is written therein. The word of the Lord will always be on my lips. I will meditate on it day and night, and I will do according to all that is written therein. Take a moment to contemplate the meaning of these words. Allow them to sink deep into your consciousness, guiding you towards a state of inner peace and clarity. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of Joshua chapter 1. In our next episode, we will go deeper into the themes of trust, obedience, and the power of God's word. Until then, may you find strength and courage in the assurance that God is always with you.